Hustle, natural cleaning products. She says the idea for her business came to her 5 years ago when she was unhappy with her job at a daycare.
And I happened to be in conversation with one of my sister friends, and we got to talking about a hack that she liked to clean out her tub. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I can try this. I've been a little scientist since I was a child, always concocting something.
She started out with a multi-purpose cleaner.
It's plant-based, made with ingredients from the earth and essential oils.
Then a baby oil.
It also cures cradle cap.
And finally, an antiviral spray, right on time for the pandemic.
And you can spray it on surfaces to help sanitize, or you can spray it on your hands.
Muhammad's business went well enough that she could quit daycare and focus on it full time. And now she says the pandemic is her moment.
Everyone is becoming more conscious of health. So I've actually, my customer base has grown.
And she's one of many entrepreneurs of color leaning into their business this year.
People are home more. People are, you know, able to focus more and turn inward and think about what do they really want out of life.
That's Camille Blunt.
And I am the director of the Office of Minority and Women Business Development.
People from historically marginalized groups, including race, gender, disability, and veteran status, can apply for certification through that public agency. And once certified, they're able to compete for city contracts, and the agency promotes their businesses statewide. 2 years ago, 176 people approached the office for a business consultation. During the pandemic, that number more than doubled. And Blunt and others point out that's a trend we hope will continue.
Many white families have generational wealth, and it has been challenging for minorities to reach that level of wealth and that level of success. You know, encouraging entrepreneurship in diverse communities is really a way of helping our community be stronger and helping individuals really just leave a legacy for their families.
And because of those systemic inequities, many people struggle to even get to the point of certification. That's where people like Zakiya Walker come in.
They just need a little bit of access to capital where we then encourage them, we empower them to help that business.
Walker works for an initiative with the Indy Chamber that provides lending to low-wealth communities, including and especially to entrepreneurs of color. It's one of many community development financial institutions across the country, also known as CDFIs. They're especially useful to entrepreneurs who've been denied loans from traditional banks.
At the CDFI, we have a way of saying, well, how can we combat that denial?
That includes extra programs and coaching to help entrepreneurs get those loans. And just like the Office of Minority and Women Business Development, the Indy Chamber CDFI has also seen a jump in the number of people of color seeking support for business ventures. So thanks in part to federal pandemic assistance funds, it rapidly scaled up the loans it's offering from a typical 12 a year to 1,800 since March. More than half of those loans went to minority and women-owned businesses, and one of them was 28 Boutique, a women's clothing store owned by Angel Hicks.
I specialize in making women look good.
Especially in dresses.
It's nothing better than putting a dress on.
She's had her fair share of hurdles in getting the loan she needed to grow. But this year, she went to the Indy Chamber CDFI.
And when I went in there, it was this ray of sunshine.
She's talking about Zakiya Walker.
And we connected immediately because she had on this really cute jacket. When I saw her jacket, I was like, oh, yeah, she is my customer. This lady gonna like me. And she's gonna like me because I cater to the people that look like her.
Walker ended up helping Hicks secure a loan in 2020. She says it helped her stay afloat.
I was like skating by. The only thing I knew what to do was to just go to work and just, you know, even if it was a couple hundred dollars every week, just throw it into the business. That money's going to come back. But to really have a small amount of working capital made such a difference. It has made such a difference.
For WFYI, I'm Priya Mahadevan.